You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So America's largest teachers union voting to cut ties with the Anti-Defamation League over its ties to Israel for four decades. The ADL has provided public schools material about the Holocaust and anti-Semitism, but moving forward, the NEA says it will not use them. At the vote last week, one NEA delegate saying, quote, allowing the ADL to determine what constitutes anti-Semitism would be like allowing the fossil fuel industry to determine what constitutes climate change.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood with us this morning, senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, when I heard this story this morning, it's almost like it's a Babylon Bee article. Like the NEA does not want the ADL to teach on the Holocaust because they're associated with Israel.
Every time you think something can't get crazier, it gets crazier. And the National Education Association, which, by the way, is the largest union in the country, right? They've got 3 million members.
Yes.
And think about it. If your child goes to a public school, there's a good chance their teacher is a member of this union, because in many cases, they're forced to be members of these unions. And they're fed this kind of nonsense. And their fees go to promote this kind of nonsense. So, I mean, the Anti-Defamation League... Yes, they are out there trying to stop anti-Semitism. They tend to be pro-Israel, but no one would ever call them a right-wing group or even a conservative group, right? The reality is the left has been so overtaken with this anti-Israel and, frankly, anti-Semitic nonsense that you're now seeing it pop up in even major unions like the NEA.
Well, Randy Weingarten stepped away from the NEA. I think she's stepped down. This is the new president of the NEA at the conference last year. Cover your ears so they don't bleed, please.
Depending on us, rise up, NEA, hold on, hold on, don't let go of anyone's hand.
there are no words.
I think they're insane. They've gone insane.
That's the one in charge of education in the country, right there. That's
are your ears
teaching your children?
Are your ears bleeding, Genevieve? I saw some article in the Daily Signal that said 83% of Jewish students face campus hate, and you have to wonder how much longer. Like when you talk about these colleges, because I know what's going on at all levels, but specifically we've seen it playing out on the college level, and how much more of this will these colleges allow, and how much will they tolerate before these leaders are held accountable?
That's, Kim, you're exactly right. And the reality is, it's not just Harvard. It's not just Columbia.
Right.
It's not just the kind of Ivy League schools that get all the attention. if you got 83% of Jewish students, that's colleges all over the country. And that article you're talking about was actually written by an intern at the Heritage Foundation, who's one of those students. He's got firsthand knowledge of it. I think he went to Kenyon College, and it's rising as a movement. This, you know, anti-Israel, but really it's anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic movement is what it is. It's horrible. And it's not just going to stay on crazy college campuses, because many of the people running those are the same people that are at the National Education Association and are plugged into our education system K through 12 across the country. And so it's alarming. It's extremely alarming. But, you know, I'm glad they called themselves out. I'm glad that they're showing their true colors, but we need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's very true. So Yale Shavelson, I hope I'm not murdering the name there, is the student that wrote the article. And I just want to read just two paragraphs out of it. During my last year at Kenyon College, my roommates, all members of Students for Justice in Palestine, called a meeting. There, I sat for an hour stunned as they hurled baseless accusations at me. When I couldn't stop the tears, I said, "I'm sorry, I have to go now." No apologies came, only cold stares from my housemates, one even smiling as I desperately blinked back tears. I mean, I can't imagine being stuck in a situation like that. And if you remove that name, Students for Justice in Palestine, to Students for White Justice, and this was a black student being subjected to this, then it would have made national headlines.
And he goes on to tell the story, too, that, you know, he ended up in what they called emergency housing. These roommates never apologized. And apparently the school never did anything about it.
No.
I mean, how are these other students allowed to treat another student like that? And you know, he also makes the point, you know, it was not like he's the leader of some, you know, Jews at Kenyon College group. Not that that would be a bad thing, but right. It was like he's an outspoken kid on the campus about it. But the fact that they knew he was Jewish, they were determined to intimidate him and make him feel scared in his own dorm room and on campus. And the college really did nothing to come alongside him and make a difference. And we just see that happening again and again. And every time it's allowed to happen, it encourages more behavior like that.
Yeah, I got about a minute and a half left here, but I do need to get your opinion on Elon Musk forming a third party. It legit?
Well, I mean, he's legit, and he's got a lot of money, so it makes the attempt, I guess you could say, legit. Mm-hmm. But we've seen this story before. I don't see how it's successful for Elon, and I certainly don't see how it's successful for America, because more than, you know, he's not 100% aligned with, say, the Republican Party, but he's certainly more in line with it than he is the Democrats. So any votes he's going to take away are also going to be votes he would take away from Republican. And that could matter in 2026, the upcoming midterm.
Yeah.
It could certainly matter in the next presidential election. But you have to search really long and hard in American history to find a third party that was successful. You're far, far better off changing the party you already identify with, trying to make inroads and positive change there than you are starting your own effort.
I think it's a great point for sure. Genevieve, thank you as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a good Wednesday.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon. Heritage.org, DailySignal.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.